I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. It's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control. Set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold. And going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. No, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated ego. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chop the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world I've sinned, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God is sent to guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to Rebecca Lawler Limited.
Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journals. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Saturday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio. And we have Michael Miranda. Are you here with OC Music Now? Michael, take it away.
I am here, Maria. Thank you so much for having me on the radio again. I want to say my name is Mike Miranda. I'm with OC Music Now. What I do is I support local bands, musicians all over Orange County. And I want to introduce Freddie Rings here, my co-host.
Mikey, it's good to be here with you today. Beautiful day out.
Yeah.
Soul Sister Radio, we want to say hi to all our listeners out there. We're having a great time here at Mikey's house. And
we got some upcoming shows. Tomorrow we got Red X playing at the Derby in Mission Viejo from 3 to 7. We also have DJ Aiden on next Friday at Duke's in San Clemente.
Well, today we have a really, really awesome band that we're going to be interviewing. We've had the fortune to be good friends with them for a while. We love these guys. Awesome music. They put on a great show. Before we officially introduce who they are, we're going to go ahead and listen to one of their songs. It's called Earthquake. And like I said, if you guys ever get a chance to see these guys live, you've got to go. Here's a song. It's called Earthquake.
Sierra Nevada exclusive. State House of the South. Mystic Root. California Kid. Marco.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mikey with OC Music Now. I just want to give some shout-outs to our artists that came to on my show, Paso Bonton. We got Smoothie Jones that came on, Clean Cut, and Joint Committee. And I just wanted to say thank you all for coming on to my show. Hey, Freddie, how you doing?
Good, good. We had the Ragabonds on also last weekend.
Right.
It was 420 weekend last week, and we had the Ragabonds and Joint Committee both.
They actually did a really great performance at the Derby, and they're playing there in a couple of weeks as well.
And today we have another awesome band. They're out of Chico, California. They used to be here in Orange County and Oceanside area. They're known as
Coot Dog. Coot Dog. Mystic Roots.
How you doing, Coot? Coot Dog. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing over there?
I'm good. How you doing, Coot?
Very decent, man. Very decent. I'm on tour right now, but I actually got a good night's sleep, which is rare, so that's all good. Nice.
Very cool. Well, we just played Earthquake, and your beautiful wife, sang that song, and I just want to know a little bit about that background, how you guys made that song, and why you guys choose the wording in that song and all that.
Let's see, yeah, Earthquake, that song that Catherine wrote, and it's, she could probably speak on that one maybe even better. Catherine, you want to talk about the song Earthquake? I don't really know what's behind that song. That's an interesting question.
All right.
I just wanted to write a love song, and I wanted to have weather be incorporated into it, and it just kind of came out of those ideas.
Very cool. Awesome.
Mikey, I actually have a question. This is Maria from Soul Sister Radio, and I just am really happy. First, I'm not sure if I got the wife's name. What is your name?
Her name is Catherine Ramirez. She's actually the singer from the band.
Very good. I just want to say how refreshing it is to hear her voice and from a female's perspective, because I know a lot of reggae is not female. So I just wanted to say you have a beautiful voice, and it was an amazing song, and that was just from a caller. So take it away, Mikey.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, good. What have you guys been up to these days? Where are you guys out right now, like touring?
We're on the California Love Tour right now with Top Shelf from Ukiah, California, and Bare Feet from San Luis Obispo. And we're basically just doing a little California run. It's, a handful of dates, San Diego, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Santa Cruz, Ukiah, and Sonoma County. So it's just a little coastal kind of run. And just sort of to kind of get warmed up for festival season. We haven't been touring very much lately because we've been working on the new album. So we took this tour just to kind of tighten up the band for the festivals this summer.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new album you're coming out?
Yeah, the new album's called Campfire. It's the third full-length studio release from the band Mystic Roots. Really excited about it. It's going to be available for pre-order on iTunes on May 21st. And then the actual iTunes ability to purchase release date is June 4th. So we're about a month from today. Check it out. 1 month from today, Campfire will be out on iTunes. And it's a double album, two discs. The first disc is called Camp, and the second disc is called Fire. But together, the box set is called Campfire. And Camp is going to be all the songs that you know and love from our live show, kind of the way our show goes down live with drums, bass, guitar, horns, keys, vocals, pretty much the Mystic Roots live experience. And then the Fire album, which actually drops a couple months later on August or September 4th, 3 months later, so September 4th, that is the same songs as Camp, but all remixed for, like, the DJs and for nightclubs. So it's more dance hall, dubstep, EDM, hip-hop. It's basically like a club version of the Camp album.
Nice, nice. Well, Coos, this is pretty. How many albums do you guys have out total right now?
Like I said, this is our third full-length studio album.
Oh, okay. I kind of missed that part. Yeah, I actually own your first two, and I'm telling you, every time I put those in for a long drive or whatever, I just enjoy every single song. And it's perfect for,
awesome.
Like I said, long drive or road trip. Love it. Love it.
Thanks, Freddie. Yeah, I appreciate that. The Stay Positive catalog expands beyond those records. We do have a live Mystic Roots album that was a limited print called Chico Style. It was our first record. We only had 500 copies of it. I don't count that because, again, it's not a studio album. It's a live album. And then I did a solo record called The Coot Dog Project. It's just a hip-hop album. And then there's been an album we did with Pato Bonton called Positive Vibrations. And then, of course, there's various sampler CDs, kind of just free, non-for sale, just sampler CDs that occasionally compilations will have songs like the one you just played, Earthquake, over the J-Boog rhythm, that's on the Sushi sampler, and there's various songs like that. So there's a lot of, it's a pretty full catalog of stuff, but this is our third full-length studio album.
Right. You know, I always hear you talking about Stay Positive Productions, Stay Positive with Pato Bonton and yourself. Tell us a little bit about the Stay Positive motto that you guys follow and try to live your life.
Well, Stay Positive actually, ironically, didn't come from the motto or Pato or anything. It actually came from our first singer, the founding member of the Mystic Roots. His name is Jason Flathers, and he was the guy who pretty much put the band together back in late 90s. And the first two Mystic Roots songs were called Stay and Positive, and they're totally different songs. Stay was a love song about telling your girl not to go away and to stay with you. And then Positive was just kind of, you know, typical good reggae, Irie jam. So when we decided to make our own label, we saw, like, artists like Sublime, who formed Skunk Records, and, you know, Jay-Z with Death Row, or not Death Row, what is it? Def Jam, or Rockefeller, and, you know, all that different things. We realized that we need to have our own label to kind of, instead of waiting for someone to sign us, we need to kind of take control of our own destiny. So we put together our own label, staffed it ourselves, started from the ground up, and named it after the first two Mystic Roots songs, Stay and Positive, and that was when Stay Positive Productions was born. Since then, of course, it's become a motto to live by, just keeping positive in this ever-changing time of sometimes negativity and challenge, and just to stay positive and remain, you know, forward-headed. And, of course, Pato has an album called Stay Positive and a song called Stay Positive, which is this really weird kind of mystical coincidence when we started linking up with him. We both already had a line of clothing, hats that already said Stay Positive for completely coincidental reasons. So that was really cool. When we all got together, it became kind of one thing.
It was great. I loved it. I loved it when you guys were with Pato Bonton. It was my favorite. You guys were so in sync, put on such a great show, everybody wearing white. It was so positive and amazing. It was really good experience.
Yeah, it was a great show, man. Hey, dude, so can you tell me the names and the people, what instruments they play in your band today?
Yeah, of course. Mystic Roots Band is sort of an ever-growing, ever-changing camp and family. As you guys have seen, it's constantly changing and evolving. Different players are coming in or going out, just the, kind of the nature of life. I've kind of been the one person that's been here the whole time. My name's Coot, or they call me Coot Dog, and I play keys. I sing some leads, sing a lot of backup vocals, and I rap and beatbox. Sort of a little kind of jack of all trades. Our current lead singer is Catherine Ramirez, who wrote the song Earthquake. She is on lead vocals, background vocals, and occasional keyboards. And then we've got our drummer singer. His name is Marcos Fotinos. He's from Ashland, Oregon, and he plays drums as well as sings lead vocals on many songs. He's also a producer and makes a lot of the beats for the band. Then you've got Corey Ross, also of the band Top Shelf. He plays now full-time as Mystic Root's lead guitar player slash singer slash keyboard. Everybody kind of rotates. Oh, he also plays bass. That's right. Everybody on stage these days is pretty fun. And then we've got Rabbit, a.k.a. Keith Townsend Jr. His nickname, his stage name is Rabbit. He's our bass player. He's from Grants Pass, Oregon. And he plays bass as well as drums, as well as guitar, although I don't think he plays guitar with us yet, but he's a great guitar player. But on stage with us, he plays bass. Unless Marco is singing, then he plays drums. So it's kind of like we all kind of move around the stage a lot. It's really cool. And then our sixth man is the California Kid, a.k.a. Mike Esparza from Yuba City. He's our tour manager, but he's also, you know, an amazing rapper. So he comes up and kills the vocals a few times throughout the night with us. Sort of like actually what I used to do in my early days with Mystic Roots. Before I was in the band, I did the same thing. I would just come up and guest on some songs. That's what the Cali Kid does while he's not tour managing. So basically, that's the six-man crew. We've also got Trevor Lyon currently touring with us, who's a musician from Mendocino, California. Actually, he lives in Napa, but he represents the Mendo Coast. And he is actually an amazing musician in his own right. He's got his own solo project, Trevor Lyon. He shows up on stage with us throughout the night and plays bass and or vocals. But his main duty right now is to sell the merchandise. So pretty much every one of the seven people in our crew wears different hats.
Very cool. I was just about to say that. Everybody sounds like very, very experienced musicians. They've all been around for a long time. And it's just an amazing show to see somebody do what they do best. And that's all you guys. You know, Coot, you know, talk to me a little bit about your growing up. Like, how did you get started with music?
Well, excuse me, my father was a touring musician, pretty much living the same life that I'm living now when he was my age. So I was pretty much, I guess, born into it. He got me a guitar, which I didn't really take to, and then eventually a keyboard, which I did. And he's a singer, songwriter, rock musician, sort of, you know, not hard rock, but I don't know, in the vein of Huey Lewis. I like to compare my dad to that kind of music. He played like Bruce Springsteen, Huey Lewis. Those were like similar artists to him, you know, the Beatles or whatnot. He just played good old Americana rock and roll, a little reggae even. He had a couple reggae songs that he did in his set. So, you know, growing up, it wasn't a weird idea to me, sort of the family business, to, like, get out there and do music. My mom was a caterer, so she was also an event planner. That's kind of shaped who I am now. I'm a musician, but I also run the label and do all the event planning. So sort of a product of my family, so God bless them for empowering me with the, you know, motivation. I know a lot of people's parents tell them that that's a wasteful part of their life, but I never had that. I always had the positive motivation for my parents to do this. They said, as long as you go to college, as long as you get your degree, which I did in music, as long as you do that, you can do whatever you want.
Right on, man. How do you classify your music, like all your music today?
We like to classify it sort of as the reggae Black Eyed Peas. It's sort of like a cross between, you know, roots reggae, you know, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Luciano, the classics, mixed with the hip-hop modern energy of Black Eyed Peas. We use them as a great example because we do have rappers and a female singer, you know, so that does kind of lend itself to being very similar to Black Eyed Peas. Party vibe, party songs about having a good time, you know, whereas the reggae keeps it rooted in positivity and a strong message. So I'd say if you like Black Eyed Peas and you like Bob Marley and Sublime, you know, mix that together, and it's kind of what we present in our show.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, how do you push yourself hard to the next step? Like what I'm doing with OC Music now, you know, I take it to the next step because I love doing it, but how do you do it with your music? Like how do you push yourself to make it sound so right and crisp?
I mean, I'm probably like OCD about it. Like I like to listen to all of our stuff all the time. Like some of the other guys in the band tell me, like, you know, when we're traveling, bro, I'd rather listen to like other music. Can we like listen to something else besides our set? But I'm always like, no, we got to hear the set from last night, like, so we can identify, you know, any little gaps or areas where we could tighten it up. So when I'm off tour, you know, I don't listen to Mystic Roots, but on tour, it's like I think every night we need to be getting tighter and tighter. We don't actually practice as much as a lot of people should or think we do. We just get together once before the tour starts and have one day to kind of tighten up the set. And then we use the tour to pretty much practice live every night. But, you know, in terms of getting the band to the next level and get that tighter, I just think we've spent so many years on the road, you know, 10 years or whatever, just touring relentlessly, that But I decided to flip the model now and keep us off the road and work on songs. Like, I mean, artists like that really blow up, you know, whether you're talking about Bruno Mars or, you know, Justin Timberlake or like the big heavyweights, they didn't play a bunch of small clubs and kind of slowly build their draw from 10 to 20 to 50 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000. They just worked on good songs until they got the song that created the draw. And, I mean, that's, to me, probably a little bit of a better model, is to kind of get in the studio and make a hit. I mean, once you have a hit, you look at an artist like J-Boog, he just showed up here playing the packed houses. He didn't, like, start grinding tiny little clubs. He made good music, and when it finally blew up, he came out here and he's selling out shows. And that really taught me a lot about, you know, there is the old model, which can work, where you just do like what Iration, Revolution, Soja did, which is you play little shows which get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then you're on top of the world. But there's a whole other model you could do, which is just to get a good song that the radio DJs take to and it blows up on YouTube, you know, or on the radio, and then you create your draw that way, so when you come to town, you already have a base. And that's sort of the base we're going for now as we're working on songs.
Okay, nice. I mean, how long does it take you guys, like, for a whole album? I mean, hours, days, you know, months?
Well, there's two different models of how to make a tight album, and I've seen them both work. One is you can actually do your entire album in a month. You can get in there, you spend 1 week doing all the basic tracking, drums, vocal, drums, bass, guitar. You do 1 week on the overdubs, like all the lead vocals and the guitar solos and stuff, and then you do a week of mixing it, and then you master it, and then it's done. I actually produced a record for Top Shelf called The Sound, and we did the whole thing in a month. Like, from day one, there wasn't anything recorded, and at the end of the month, the album was finished. And that's a cool model, and a lot of bands do that. I'd love to say we do that. Unfortunately, our model is the exact opposite. We take years to make an album. Like, there's songs that are going to be on this new album, Campfire, that the full band that you're listening to is the band that you guys remember from Pato Bonton. It's Tony Sines on drums, Dane on bass, Sax Mike and Storm on horns, Steve Brady on guitar on some songs, D-Rock on guitar on others. These are songs that we recorded back in, like, 2007. And, I mean, again, I just waited because I like to kind of put an album together like a history. And so there's songs on this album that were recorded all the way back then, and then there's songs we recorded a couple months ago. And it's a matter of just blending the whole album to come together the right way.
Right. That's awesome, brother. I love it.
We take forever with our records.
Well, you know, and it really shows in your performance. I've had the pleasure of being to many of them. And, you know, I really like it. I love seeing you guys because I can tell right before a show you guys are all busy setting everything up. And then I love it that you guys take a minute to all gather up, hold hands, and say a little prayer. You know, everybody gets nervous before a show. I assume you guys do a little bit too. What do you guys do? Do you guys have any routines or OCD moments where there's got to be something you do, tradition or something like that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, I was just asking, what do you guys do right before you go on stage, to get ready for the show, get ready to put on a good show? I've heard you say it before that you want everybody there to feel like this is the first time you've ever performed, like, not like you perform every single night the same thing. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's not routine for you guys. You put on a great show every single time.
Yeah, well, we don't tend to make a set list that we follow every show, so that always changes up the vibe of taking requests and changing up the show each night just a slight bit, which is interesting. I was thinking about it, and sometimes that backfires because we played in San Diego the other night, and I really wanted to give a whole new show to the people, like, instead of the same old, same thing you've seen for years. So we played a lot of new stuff, and I was pretty excited about it. But after the show, I realized from talking to a couple fans that, you know, fans do want to hear the songs. They know. It's kind of like you're going to disappoint some people if you don't play the hits, quote, unquote. Instead, I'm thinking we're doing a favor by showing you guys some new stuff. But then I put myself in their shoes. If I go see, like, my favorite group, like Catch a Fire, I'll be bummed if they don't play the songs I like, you know? So it's kind of, you do got to flip it up, but sometimes you take that chance that, you know, it's hard to tell what to do each night. But to center our energy, like you said, we'll come together and say a few motivational words and silent prayer. And then I say silent prayer because everybody's kind of, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, and we're not going to force any kind of theological prayer into our show, but
right.
with a silent prayer that gives each member a chance to identify with, you know, his or her greater good or their particular God or their spiritual energy, you know, so we have a moment of silence and, you know, do our own thing and then just come out and try to nail it every time.
That's awesome. I love it. I love to see that. You know, we're getting ready to play another song here. Song, Really High, which is one of my favorites. I know the song's been around a few years already. Tell me a little bit about Kelly High.
That's a real cool song. Basically, for a couple years, we were touring with an artist named Zion Thompson from Hawaii, who we met on tour with Pato. He was actually our driver. He was actually hired by the promoter to drive us to and from the airport and the shows and the hotels. And I got to talking with him and found out he played guitar and he's got a great voice. And, You know, I thought he was being very underutilized. I'm like, bro, you know, we need a guitar player, actually. On that tour, we were using Miklo from the band Stone Senses, who was never really a member of Mystic Roots. He was just filling in for that tour. So we told Zion, we're like, bro, we need a guitar player. You should join. So he actually, you know, went from just living his quiet life in Maui to moving to California 2 weeks later and joining Mystic Roots and being on tour with us. And that was a great time. We toured with Pato, we toured with Mystic Roots, and we decided to put a whole album together called Cali High based on the California-Hawaii connection. I'm from California, so is most of the band. Zion's from Hawaii. We said, let's capitalize on combining these vibes in a way that people have never done that. You hear a lot of Hawaiian reggae. You hear a lot of California reggae. Let's do the first collabo. And so basically we put together the Cali High album and song. The song is actually loosely based on a Motley Crue song. A lot of people don't know that, but as you're listening to it, see if you can tell that. But it's about going home. The song's called Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue. And so we sort of made that a subliminal thing because Zion's home is Hawaii and my home is Cali. So basically we did a duet and hope you guys like it.
Nice, nice. And, you know, I was just about to mention, since you're talking about Zion, I love this guy so much. And as we know, those of us that know of the band The Green, Zion is doing awesome with the band The Green. We really hope to one day have him on our show. Maybe you can help us out a little bit with that, too, getting a hold of him. Well, like I said, you know, we're going to go ahead and check out your song, Cali High. This is Cali High by Mystic Roots. We've got Coot Dog on the air here on OC Music Now Show.
Cruising with Zion, talking story, telling jokes. He got the volcano, I brought the humble.
Hey!
I got the low. I put my people on the beach. I come from Cali, but Hawaii sent me home. So when I'm off this microphone, I'm on my way. I wanna go back to Cali. I'm on the Cali. If you come from San Francisco or the Bay Area, I'm telling ya, you're on a Cali high. And further north, Mendo, Humboldt, Chico, on a Cali high. And down south, San Diego, LBC, LA, on a Cali high. In the Big Island, Kona, and Hilo, side on a Cali high. And in Maui, Kauai, and Oahu, they're on a Cali high. So my people all over the world.
Wow, what amazing song. This is Mike with OC Music Now. You're listening to me and Coot Dog and Freddie Rings on OC Music Now. How you doing, Coot?
Good, brother, good.
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. How do you handle, like, when you guys are performing and you guys make a mistake, how do you guys handle that?
You have to try not to look at the guy who made the mistake so that you don't put him on blast.
Right.
And, it depends. If it's a mistake that the guy knows, then obviously there's no need to bring it up. He knows he messed up. And
right.
But if it's a mistake that, like, maybe keeps happening, we just have to talk about it after the show and be like, hey, in second verse of the song, you know, we're not supposed to do that. But for the most part, you got to roll through it.
Well, usually people don't notice out in the crowd anyways, you know.
Nobody ever knows. Absolutely.
No. Do you have a crazy adventure or embarrassing moment in your timeline playing music that you share with us?
Let me think. One time we were in Tijuana playing at a small amphitheater with a band from Argentina called Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. They're actually a really big band in South America. And it was this crazy opportunity for us. This was a long time ago when we were pretty new. So this is a big, big gig for us, big deal. And we went down there and we played at this amphitheater. And basically, during the first two band shows, there was like four other bands on the show. And during the first two band shows, the place was packed in. It was like packed with maybe 10,000 people. And just raging crazy local Mexicanos that were having a blast. Now, all of a sudden, I was like backstage, and in this place, backstage was just like literally right behind the stage, and people started throwing things, and I was talking to my drummer, and I was holding a styrofoam cup full of whatever I was drinking, not syrup, styrofoam cup or something legit, and they threw a rock, and it went past the stage and went in and blew up my cup. My cup exploded in my hand because of the rock. And I mean, if that was like a little higher, that would hit me in the head and like knock me out or killed me. And I was like, dude, this is sketch. Like, why are they throwing rocks? You know, like, what if they hate us and they throw rocks? And the promoter says, no, they throw stuff when they like the music. And I was like, oh no. So we pretty much got to hope that they throw stuff at us. This is a strange show.
Oh, that's awesome. What a good story, man.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Well, hey, Coop, let me ask you something here. We all have our own definition of success. Tell me a little bit about your career goals for the future and what you consider success.
Well, I feel in many ways that, you know, I could do nothing further and be comfortable with the success that we've carved out for ourselves. I mean, we've got some great fans all over the world. Even if we don't have,
you know, millions of fans, and we're not platinum recording artists. Just having a handful of fans all over the world, having one fan in Tokyo or two in Sweden or four in Kentucky. I mean, we've got a handful of fans all over the world, and it feels really good to know that they care for our music. It's not just mindless dance music that they're digging us for. They dig the message that we're trying to spread, and, you know, it's a piece of art that you'll leave as history for forever. So, I mean, and I mean, when I go on YouTube and I see that our song Pass the Marijuana is up to, like, I think 3 million views or something, it's validation. And for me, it's like, we've done a good job. We could do nothing further and be fine. That being said, I'm not complacent, and I would love to keep thriving to achieve greater heights. I think, you know, if we're ever, like, big enough, you know, musicians that we could be on the Grammys along with Sting and Bruno Mars and all that stuff, that would be awesome. But that's a very small percentage of people that achieve that, so I'm not going to feel like a failure if we don't. But, of course, shoot for the stars, and if somehow a song takes off, I mean, Macklemore is proof these days you can do it independent and still blow up. He's on MTV Video Music Awards now, and he's just a Seattle rapper who finally got the momentum behind him. So, it's, you know, the sky's the limit. You can go as far as you can go. But that being said, I feel like we've already gone pretty far, so I'll be happy with anything from what we have now to more. It's all good.
Nice, nice. Well, once again, my name is Freddie Rings. I'm here with Mikey Miranda. We're talking to Coot Wyman, a.k.a. Coot Dog from Mystic Roots. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, but we want to say, if you're listening right now and you want to call in, you want to talk to Coot, you want to ask some questions, go ahead and call in. The number is 347-857-3760. Call in if you have any questions for any of us. Once again, 347-857-3760. We're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
All right, cool. Let's do this.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
All right, we're back on Soul Sister Radio. This is OC Music Now with Mike Miranda and Frey Rings. We're here with Coot Wyman, a.k.a. Coot Dog from Mystic Roots. Coot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a question for you, my brother.
Yeah, man.
What advice would you give to bands that are out there struggling, playing for free, trying to make their music known? I know it's a lot of work you guys have been through it. Give them a word of advice because they listen to the show, brother.
My advice has always been it's important to work on your music and work on your presence on the internet. These days, it's kind of like the game has changed. Make sure, you know, get yourself a song that you can put up there for free on YouTube or SoundCloud, and then just start, you know, sending it to everybody you know, and if they like it, they'll repost it, and sort of like the do-it-yourself record distribution deal kind of thing. I mean, work on music that you care about, that you love. If you want a tour, which really helps to establish your fan base, then that's what we did.
it's important that you don't commit to some kind of job or something. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, how am I supposed to live without a job? But really, like, if you have a supporting family or, you know, loved ones, it's just at that time you should actually really move in with them. You know, if you want to fresh out of school, first of all, I recommend go to school. I mean, if nothing else works out for you and you become, you know, 40 years old and, like, music didn't work out for you and you don't have a degree, then you're kind of screwed at that point. So just like my parents told me, go to school, get your degree, finish that up. There's all kind of financial aid. There's no reason anybody can't go to school. And then when you're done with school, you'll have your degree behind you, so that at that point, I would say, move back in with your parents, your girlfriend, your cousin, whoever will put you up for free and put your, you know, stuff in the storage so that you don't have bills that force you to go out and get a job. A job will drain your energy. At the end of an eight-hour day, you're not going to have inspiration and motivation to create music. You're not going to have flexibility to hit the road and tour if you get an offer to go play in a different city. So really, the biggest mistake people make is they get into the daily grind, and they can't achieve their dream because the grind will get in the way. So really, after school, like I said, you got to move in with some supportive family and just go chase the dream. And you might be living off Top Ramen and, you know, tuna packs sometimes, but you do that to achieve the dream. And then if it doesn't work, try it for a couple of years. If it doesn't take off, you're still not too late to go out there, use your degree, apply for some jobs, and go about the normal American dream. But at least you're giving it your best.
Yeah, right on, man. That's cool. Good advice. Hey, Ku, what's the most fun about being a musician?
The most fun?
Most fun.
Is traveling and seeing new places.
Seeing new places. Right on. Very cool. Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming shows that are coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be playing a couple really great festivals. The first one of which is called Cali Roots or California Roots Music and Arts Festival, which is going to be in Monterey, California, May 24th, 25th, and 26th. And the day we're playing is May 25th. It's an incredible show. It's a new kind of festival where they're basically using all the modern, new American and, you know, non-Jamaican reggae, which is kind of funny because for me growing up going to Reggae on the River and Sierra Nevada and all the kind of reggae fest, this is a totally new thing because it used to be hard to catch a band like Slightly Stupid or Pepper added to a lineup. But now it's all that. Like, this festival is Revolution, Slightly Stupid, Dirty Heads, Modest Yahoo, Collie Buds, The Green. It's pretty much all the non-Jamaican reggae in one place. So it's a pretty killer show. We're playing on Saturday, the same day as Slightly Stupid. Playing at 4:20, so that'll be a great set time. And that's Saturday, May 25th. After that, we're going to be heading up to Reggae in the Hills in Angels Camp, California. We're playing with Capleton and Steel Pulse, Anuhea, Fortunate Youth. That is Friday, June 7th. And then after that, 2 weeks later, we're heading to Sierra Nevada World Music Festival to achieve a dream I've had since I was like a kid, which is to play on, I think, the greatest festival, one of the greatest festivals in the world, Sierra Nevada World Music Festival. We're playing with Damian Marley, Stephen Marley, Groundation, Alpha Blondie, Gappy Ranks, great artists on that. And then after that, we're heading to Bay Area Hemp Fest, which is more of a smaller thing, but it's still going to be fat. The Hemp Fest celebration, we're playing with Digital Underground, my old homie Shock G, who I used to make music with. And who else is on the show? Arden Park Roots. Actually, Arden Park Roots are on all the shows I just said. I should big them up because they're grinding pretty hard these days. They're playing on every single one of those festivals except for Sierra Nevada. And, yeah, that's pretty much our summer plan. We'll probably put some... Oh, and then we're playing the Wild Mountain Fair in Oroville, California, Concal, with Marcia Griffith, which is Bob Marley's original backup singer in the I-3s. So a lot of festivals, and we'll probably be trying to do some club dates between those, but for the most part, it's about the festies.
Okay. You know, for most of us that weren't writing all that, where can we go online and check out your upcoming shows, check where can we download your music, purchase your music or merchandise, T-shirts, hats, whatever you guys have. Where can we all go and check you guys out?
Well, I recommend that any Facebook followers follow us on Facebook. Everything's there, links to everything, the merchandise, the show calendar, all that stuff, the YouTube, the songs. If you're not a Facebook follower and you don't want to be, which is fine, mysticroots.com stays fairly up to date. We need to put up some new photos up there, but other than that, all the shows are there and the merchandise store is there. MrRoots.com. We have a Twitter page. We have a YouTube page. The best thing anyone can do these days is just open up a search engine and type in Mystic Roots, because there isn't any other Mystic Roots. So you're gonna find a lot of stuff about us if you just Google or Bing or Yahoo search Mystic Roots.
Right. Okay, so check it out. Look on the internet. Look on Google Mystic Roots or Facebook Mystic Roots. You're going to find them, and you're going to be able to just check out all their information. I believe we have a caller. Is that right, Mike?
We have a Paul on the line.
Hello, Jimmy James.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I've been listening to the show. Great interview. The music's great. I don't know who you're talking to in the band right now, but very interested. Yeah, hey, man, what's cracking? Very, very interesting interview. Great stories. I've been listening to the whole show. I haven't had a chance to catch it yet, but I just wanted to call you guys. And I disguised my voice. Maria didn't know it was me. Because I wanted to surprise you, let you know that. I've been checking out the Soul Sister Radio today.
It's always good to hear from you, brother. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, great interview, guys.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon. Hi, Maria.
Okay, well, that was Jimmy James for all that are listening. He's the one that does the voices on the
radio
station identifications.
Oh,
but
right.
We're here talking to Coot Wyman, Coot Dog from Mystic Roots. We're going to get ready to play another song. Now, this one has an interesting name, Coot. I already know you know which one I'm talking about. Tell me, how did you get the name for the song called Woonoo-loo?
Woonoo-loo is actually a great song written by Catherine, who just wrote a really nice love song. And then when you listen to it, you'll hear the words. Basically, she sings, I want you, I need you, I love you. So when I found the title of the song, I said, well, we can't call it Want You, Need You, Love You. That's already an Elvis Presley song and, I think, a Beatles song. So why don't we just abbreviate it to W-U-N-U-L-U.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now. Well,
yep.
We're going to go ahead and play this song, and I want to thank you, Coop, for being on our show today.
Thanks, Coop.
I want to thank Catherine. Catherine, you're a beautiful lady, and we love you very much. Can't wait to see you guys. And once again, this is Coop Dog with Mystic Roots.
Thanks,
and Catherine, here on Soul Sister Radio, OC Music Now Show. Thank you, guys. This is Woonoo-loo by Mystic Roots.
Later, Coop.
Much love.
Much love, brother. See you soon. Love you much.
Where winter brings the cold.
tonight.
All right, you guys, that was the song called Woonoo-Loo by Mystic Roots. That was Catherine Ramirez with Mystic Roots. The song means want you, need you, love you, abbreviated Woonoo-Loo. Mike, I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here with you on this show, OC Music Now. We want to thank Soul Sister Radio for having us on. And we want to thank Coot Dog and Mystic Roots. Just thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys are terrific. We love you guys. And can't wait to see you. Here's Mikey, you guys.
Yeah, keep going. Keep touring, man. Keep spreading that positive message. My name is Mikey with OC Music. We got a couple events coming up. Tomorrow, for Cinco de Mayo, party bash, Cinco de Drinko with Red X Band from 3 to 7 at the Derby in Mission Viejo. Got to come down. I will be there myself, and OC Music Now team will be there. Next Friday, actually, I'm sorry, Wednesday, we got Deluxe for musicians to network with each other and Dana Point, and that will start at 7 to 10, and we got Jimmy James performing that night. So come down. You don't want to miss that either. And then we also have DJ Aiden at Duke's in San Clemente, and that is from 10 to 1. I want to thank you all for listening to my show today. I want to thank Freddie, Maria, the sponsors. Thank you so much. You guys have a beautiful, wonderful day.
Also, if you're a band that's out there trying to make it, trying to find gigs, trying to get shows, trying to get hired, contact OC Music Now, OCMusicNow.com. Call Mikey.
Or
give him the number, Mike.
Yeah, email me at OCMusicNow@Yahoo.com. If you want to get interviewed on the radio, contact me. That, again, it's www.OCMusicNow@Yahoo.com. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Yeah. Let's my window or my TV. about it, y'all. Think about it long and hard. And don't just sit there on your butts doing nothing with yourself.
Get up off your back.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.